Right-handed pitcher Aaron Crow became the highest draft pick ever for the Missouri Tigers when he was selected in Major League Baseball's amateur draft.
With the ninth selection, the Washington Nationals select Aaron Crow, a right-handed pitcher from the University of Missouri.
What an exciting day. Just Aaron, just tell me the first thing that went through your mind when you heard your name called.
Well, I was just relieved, you know, got it over with, know where I'm going to be, going to start playing at. So I was just relieved, you know, to get it, find out and get it over with.
Has this been weighing on your mind at all? I mean, I know that the team certainly had a lot of success this season, and you did too, with your record 13-0. But at what point in the season did you start thinking about the draft? Was it during the season or was it before the season even?
No, I would think about it every now and then, but I really didn't sit down and really focus on it until our season got over with. So
it takes.
But I was thinking about it. You know, I think about it here or there. Like once, like I think it'd come up, somebody'd bring it up. You know, I'd think about it, and then I really don't feel like I'd really got distracted by it or anything until our season was over with.
No, and you know, I think the thing too with people that are athletes, they certainly know how to block that stuff out. And I'm sure, you know, whether it was at classes or just talking with your friends, I'm sure the conversation comes up long enough. But what do you do though, as one of those athletes that can block that out to kind of focus on what you need to do?
Well, I just think about like my teammates and stuff, and you know, if I'm distracted, I'm not going to be at my best. And you know, I want everybody to be happy with how I'm performing. I want to be at my best, like for my teammates, you know. So I would just think about them and just try to focus on what I could do to like help Missouri, because that was the most important thing during the whole spring, is just helping the team out. So that's what I really tried to focus on.
So what were you doing this morning? Take me through this morning before the draft. That must have been a long time to have to wait until 1 o'clock when they started this stuff.
Yeah, well, it started off with my mom waking me up and telling me to answer my phone. So that's how it started. And, you know, I just went around and, like, hung out with my brother and sister and mom and dad and watched TV. And, you know, I tried to watch a movie, but didn't really get too far into it. And just kind of hung out with my family and just sat around.
That's pretty funny. The number 9 pick in the draft still being awoken by his mother. That's a, that's a great story. So did you have any idea of where you might go? Because I had seen, you know, trekking out different drafts, you know, maybe 11th with Texas, as high as 4th with Baltimore. Did you have any idea of where you might go?
Yeah, I knew. I had an idea. It was either going to be there's an outside chance of Baltimore, and then if it got to the Nationals, and they – there's pretty much a lock that I would go for the Nationals. So I think I had a pretty good idea of what was going to happen.
Yeah. Explain, because I'm sure people are more familiar with the way the NFL draft will work. And a lot of times you'll hear players talking with agents and teams and all that, and they have a better idea. Does that happen in baseball where you have some talks with scouts or where they say, well, if this happens and we might take you, does that happen as much as in the NFL or?
Yeah, I think it happens. I don't think it happens nearly as much as from what I've seen, but I'd say it happens like here and there.
Yeah.
Like I really never experienced it, so I guess I couldn't really talk about it that much.
So what's the next step now for you?
Just see where like how like negotiations and stuff go, where I can contract, and then you know I'm gonna be working out and trying to get trained like better shape and stuff, and then just wait until I get everything figured out and then go.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there a deadline? Is it in August that you have to decide whether or not you want to accept an agreement with the Nationals or you go back to Missouri? Is there a deadline like that?
Yeah, it's August 15th.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's down the road. You've got bigger fish to fry, like celebrating with your friends and family, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, Aaron, first of all, congratulations.
And thank you.
Thanks for taking time with us on such an important day for you, and we wish you the best of luck, and I hope that we can keep in touch with you.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.